Let me see the whole thing over. Skip the one, okay? I don't even know what's happening. Okay, we're doing Yeshua Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph, and it was after the death of Moshe, the servant of God, and God spoke to Yeshua Ben Nun, the attendant of Moshe, saying, and the second toelas of the Rabag, he says, that if you want human perfection, if you want human perfection, you should stay by a, you should be Mishares, should be an attendant to the, to a Talmid Chacham. That's why it says Mishares Moshe, because he was an attendant, and that's way he was able to learn. Okay? So the thing is, the question is, why do you have to be an attendant? Okay, we want to say that an attendant is only a means to gaining all this knowledge. So you could ask him questions, and if you observe something he's doing, you could question him, so you could learn from just being with him. So the question is, why do you have to be an attendant? It would be good enough if you just stayed with him. Why'd you just stay? The answer is, you can't stay. Why can't you stay? Because what are you doing here? What are you sitting in my house all day? Sitting around, what are you going to do? You understand? So he can't just sit around. So being an attendant is a means of gaining all this knowledge from the from your teacher, from your Rebbe. Okay? The only thing is, you have to be on a level. If you're just a beginner, it's not going to help you much. If you're on a level of learning where you have it all, so then you'll observe, you'll know what to look for. So the thing is, it's not for everybody. It's just for people that that are on the level. There's the Gemara in Brachos on 62a that says, Rav Kahana once came and lay under the bed of Rav. He heard how Rav first spoke with his wife and then laughed with her, and only then attended to his needs, i.e. his marital obligations. From beneath the bed, he said to him, Abba's mouth is like one that has not swallowed food. In other words, that type of thing was done like the first time you do it. It's a new thing. He says, but afterwards, yeah, there shouldn't be any of this foreplay. Rav said to him, Kahana, are you here? Go out, for it is not proper that you be here. Rav Kahana said to him, your behavior, even in this matter, is Torah, and I must study it. So the Meratz Chayis asks a question on the Gemara, why do you need to see it? I mean, if you learn it, he could teach it to you. I mean, he could teach you all the laws and midos and proper way of acting. Okay? So the question is, why did he have to see it, stay under the bed to see it? What is he learning from that? This explanation from the Meratz Chayis, the Meratz Chayis, like I said, is bothered by the question, why can't he just be taught? He could teach it to him. Why does he have to see it? Although Bazanai has already been taught these laws by Rabbi Akiva. He followed him into the latrine to witness their actual performance. For Torah learning becomes much more deeply rooted in one's heart if he sees his teacher actually apply it than if he merely hears it from his teacher. So the Ratzlaius is saying that if you watch, it's not that you're learning anything, but it affects you in a greater way than if you don't see it. When you see it, it has a big effect on you. So that's why in the case that he's talking about, one student followed his Rebbe into the latrine. And so it's the same story, same idea. And so you see that that it's there to learn. So you see that when you see your Rebbe do things, it affects you in a different way. That it's not learning, something new, but in how it affects you, that it becomes more real to you. So the thing is, we want to say that there are two benefits of being a Mishares to your Rebbe, a Mishares and attendant to your Rebbe, like Yeshua was to Moshe. One is you could, like the Ralbach says, you could learn a lot of new things, a lot of new ideas. But also besides that, you can perfect yourself by seeing it, even though you know it already. It has a much more a greater impact on your sense of reality. All right. So the question is that how is it possible that these Tanayim and Amorayim all along here, like Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai, how is it possible that the knowledge itself doesn't affect them and they need to see it to make it more perfected? In other words, they're on such a high level that they were, Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe of Ben Azai. I mean, and he went to his Rebbe's bathroom to see how he goes to the bathroom. So the thing is that if he was taught about it, that should be enough. What does it mean that it affects him? How could that be possible? If you want to think about it, there are probably two directions you could go in. You could go in how it can affect Rabbi Akiva. Okay? I mean, he should see it with the mind. And he should know it, and that's it. Or the other direction that you can go is to say our understanding of affecting you has to be changed. So you could go either way. We're not sure.